Four musical achievements. Richard Wagner's The Ring of the Nibelung, a tale of love, power, and corruption. Every note from the Royal Opera House in London with Bryn Terfel, Sarah Connolly, and Susan Bullock. On BBC Radio 3, Wagner's Ring Cycle, continuing with Die Walküre, tomorrow afternoon, live from 4:45 on BBC Radio 3.
And that'll be presented by Donald MacLeod. Well, as you may have heard Philip Dodd mention earlier in Nightwaves, tomorrow's Nightwaves will be earlier than usual at 8:15 during the second interval of Die Walküre, and Anne McElvoy will be mapping the intellectual development of ideas and culture in 19th century, informed by much of Wagner's work. That's Nightwaves tomorrow. This is BBC Radio 3, just after 11 now. Time for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
The unmistakable voice of Howlin' Wolf and a song by his great blues contemporary Willie Dixon called Spoonful. Welcome to Late Junction, and from the blues recorded in 1960, here's something brand new from the Sahara Desert. This is the Tuareg singer Al Husseini Anivola and a song about land rights in Niger. Thank you. From the album Aniwal, which means the walking man, referring to the nomadic culture of the Tuareg, and that is Al Husseini Anivola, a member of the band Etran Finatawa, but now branching out on his own with this debut recently released on the Riverboat label. Now, in a moment, we'll have an improvisation for quarter tone flute and electronics from the British flautist Carla Reese, working alongside the American electroacoustic composer Scott Miller. It's a piece they call Bending Reed, but just before we hear it, flutes of a different kind here in the ranks of the Orchestra Ethiopia, who are championing their country's folk music back in the 60s and early 70s. This is a piece called Dachen Koba.
Thank you.
The intensely pure sound of music by the 12th century mystic and philosopher Hildegard of Bingen, O Tu Illustrata, one of the many poems that she set to music for the sisters in the convent that she founded in 1148. It was as sung by Musica Sacra and followed on from Bending Reed by Carla Rees and Scott Miller. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and there's a certain kind of reverence in this music too. This is another of the pieces that Ravi Shankar recorded recently in his living room with the tabla player Tanmoy Bose. And this is quite an extensive improvisation on the romantic Indian raga Kamaj. So sit back and enjoy. Raga Kamaj, as played by Ravi Shankar on the Indian sitar, and Tanmoy Bose playing the pair of drums known as the tabla. And that was recently recorded at Ravi Shankar's home. The great man is now in his 90s, but clearly hasn't lost anything of his magic. And if you're interested in Indian music, do note that our sister programme World Roots was at the Darbar Festival of Indian Classical Music held recently on London's South Bank. So there are now lots of recordings of that festival to enjoy via the World Roots page of the Radio 3 website. This, meanwhile, is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And here is Stephanie Hladovsky, who has finally released a full-length album. She's made it with Chris Joynes. You may remember we had them in for a Late Junction session not so long ago. And this is a very rich collection of takes on well-loved English folk songs. This one is The Dark-Eyed Sailor.
Sunshine.
Well, there's an instrument that you don't hear very often these days, in England at least, the hammered dulcimer, played there by Richard Blake, who plays the local traditional music of Norfolk. And that was preceded by two things, the Carolina Chocolate Drops with Ryrose House from their album Leaving Eden. And before that was Stephanie Hladovsky and Sea Joins and the first song on their newly released album, The Wild, Wild Berry, which you'll find on the Bow Weevil label. Richard Blake plays with a dance group called Rigga Jig Jig, as does this man. This is Peter Coleman, who, as well as playing mouth organ and sings many songs, can also tell a few good yarns. Here's one he learnt from a Suffolk bargeman called Bob Roberts, and it's a story called The Oily Rigs.
Now, if fishing was bad and the boat was laid up, though me and the boy aren't shirkers, when a fella come into our local pub and he say he's looking for workers, talk like a bit of a yank, I thought, still he stood as a cockney three. And he say they're building some oily rigs to get oil from out of the sea. Riches there for all, he say, gas as well as oil. And all he wanted was us local chaps to help with the work and the toil. How much will you pay, I ventured to ask. Oh, 80, 90, 100 pounds. Is that a month? I say, no, a week and maybe more. Well, I went home and told my missus his yarn, because I'd heard his yarns afore. I couldn't see no good could come of drilling them holes offshore. I'd sooner work the boat with a lad, but the old woman sit and fret. She say you'll earn more money there in a month than all bloody year with your net. So in the end, I took the job and the boy while he's in the tug. And I thought some good might come of it, there's only a pint in me mug. Well, we worked on this platform thing I've made. And his drill went wee, 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 and that drilled a bloody great big round hole in the bottom of the old North Sea. Well, there weren't no gas and there weren't no oil, not a sight nor a smell they found. And then, one day, our boy, he give us a shout, "Hey, Dad, our tug's aground." Well, I looked over the side and the boy was right. The water was leaving the tug and swirling away down this hole we'd made, like out of a bathroom plug. Well, I looked over the side and everywhere I spied, there was liners and ships and boats aground and the fish all high and dry. They looked just like a desert, enough to make a man afraid. And at last the sea gone glug, glug, glug down this bloody great hole we'd made. Then a hiss and a roar and a cloud of steam from out of our hole it came. And up popped the head of the devil himself. "There, what's your ruddy game? You've flooded all me furnaces, put me fires out. Hell's all cold and sodden wet, you puddin'-headed load. Blast your ruddy oily rigs, you'd make an angel sob. I won't get hell hot again, I lost my ruddy job. Right royal you were, but you only laugh, because I don't give a sight. You'll burn no more souls, I say, without a ruddy light. So we done some good with our oily rigs, we doused all in hurry. So now if you die, it's only heaven, no more need to worry."
Peter Coleman telling the story of the oily rigs. Great story, but also great to hear the dialect and the intonation as much as anything else. Now, before hearing a little more of Richard Skelton's evocative piece of musical landscaping called Verse of Birds, here's another take on the voice, this time from John Cage. It's one of 90 solos for voice that he had to write in 90 days. And he rose to the challenge by consulting the I Ching and also tossing a coin to help him decide how they should sound. So this is very short. It's the solo for voice number 4.
This one bright oak on the meadow, which was blown down in the spring, is still alive, as if it had been supported by the sap in its trunk. The dirt still adheres to its roots, which are the colour of an elephant skin. So the Ardea Minor walking along the shore, amid which it holds its head erect to watch the pass. That is, it is difficult to discern it. You can get very near, for it is unwilling to fly. Hide among the weeds, the lower pods of the willows and the button bushes are plagued with the cabin ledges, the depth of the water, gold, etc.
Thank you.
There's music by Richard Skelton, drawing on his skills as a violin player, guitarist and composer to translate into sound the feel of the coastlines around where he now lives in the west of Ireland. That was a piece called Calm Bearer from the album Verse of Birds, and it followed on from a voice solo from the John Cage songbooks, newly recorded by Gregory Rose, Laurie Luxenberg and Robert Warby, and in fact recorded in their entirety for the very first time. So this is a double album and you'll find it on the label Sub Rosa. You're listening to Late Junction and this is Josephine Foster.
I was born a fiery child. I was made of quartz. I was born in the great divide. Lived and loved in sparks, 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 sparks. Where the big horn sheep are yearning to the cliffs are. Of returning, I was born a fiery child in a panorama of
Josephine Foster and the song Panorama Wide from her new album Blood Rushing. And the week after next, she's going to be embarking on a tour of the UK. She starts in Liverpool on Monday, the 29th of October, and then journeys to Newcastle, Coventry, Bristol and London. Do keep an eye on her MySpace page for the details. And she's going to be sharing the stage with her partner, the Spanish guitarist Victor Herreru, who you heard in the lineup there. Now here's something to lift the spirits, the cheerful sound of the folk harps of Veracruz and a song well known throughout Mexico called El Cascabel, the Little Bell.
Bonito tu cascabel.
A mí no me lo dio nadie, mi dinero me costó. El que quiera cascabel, que la compre como yo.
Ay, como resumba y suena.
Ay, como resumba y suena, resumba y va resumando. Resumba y va resumando mi cascabel por allá.
Ay,
yo que le canta el cascabel por menor y que no me demoraran me los pedía de favor.
Ay, como retumba y suena.
Ay, como retumba y suena, resumba y va resumando, resumba y va resumando mi cascabel por arena.
Guitarra libro, da-ra-dee-brum, ha, ha. Da-ra-ki, da-ra-dee-brum, ha, ha. Da-ra-ki, da-ra-dee-brum, ha, ha. Thank you.
Well, that's brand new from the great trio that is Lau, Chris Drever, Aidan O'Rourke and Martin Green. The album is called Race the Loser and they're launching it tomorrow night at King's Place in London. That gig's been sold out for a while now, but they are going to be on tour from November the 1st, starting in Inverness and journeying all the way down to Brighton. So they'll surely be coming to a venue near you. Do have a look at the dates because it really is a treat to see them live. Meanwhile, this weekend at King's Place in London, Lau are curating a whole weekend's worth of music, including concerts by Rura, Martin Carthy, King Creosote and also Roddy Womble. So if you are in the capital, it's definitely worth a look. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Christy Stassinopoulou and Stathis Kalyviotis, and the opening track from their album Greekadelia, putting something of a psychedelic twist on the traditional music of the Greek islands. And that's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp, back with Late Junction at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and just leaving you here with a piece called Silence by the Polish composer Janusz Wojtarowicz. It's played by the Motion Trio. See you tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Nicola Christie and I'm delighted to have you with me. It's piano all the way for the next 2 hours as we're firmly and happily entrenched in piano season on the BBC. I'd like to invite you to take your seats now to a recital by the former BBC New Generation artist Ingrid Fleeter, now a major recording star. Fleeter was born in Buenos Aires but moved to Europe at 19 on the advice of her mentor, the great Marta Argerich. At this recital, we'll hear Fleeter perform music by Beethoven and Chopin, the two composers she's made her name with. To start, Beethoven. Beethoven's Sonata No. 16 in G.
Thank you. Thank you.